Quinn, what bothered you the most tonight about your team's play?
Well, obviously there's a lot of things, but I think in the beginning of the game that we came out and didn't execute defensively. I don't care how ready any one person is, or really not ready. If collectively there's a commitment to execution on either end, but in this case it was apparent defensively that we let some guys get what they wanted, and we got hurt for it. And they're in a good play. You can't do that. And you have to execute. And
can you talk about your problems offensively? Were guys getting good enough shots, or were you just missing the shots you wanted?
I don't think the issue is our offense, frankly. I mean, we were giving up. When people are scoring the way they were, we got absolutely nothing off our defense. So I haven't looked at all the exact transition points and points off turnovers and all that, but they were we never got any momentum off our defense. I thought offensively we missed layups, we missed free throws, so it's hard to be too disappointed when you're missing layups. I mean, you can be upset about missing a layup, but if you're getting a layup, NBA players, we're going to make our share of layups. They weren't going in tonight. I'd like to see us get more and ones, and finish so that, even if there is a foul, that, I didn't think we finished, whether we got to the foul line or just missed. But our defense was where it started, and that's we're not going to be successful if we don't come out and guard. And it we generate offense off our defense too.
You've in part answered it, Coach. I'll tell you the number, 2-for-6 in transition for the evening. Is that a high enough number for you? Or does it just need to be higher in terms of attempts?
Well, if we scored 4 points in transition, is what you're telling me, that's not a very good number, right? So you answered your question too. That's hard. We're a team offensively that, I thought actually we were fairly efficient at times. Trey Burke came in and gave us some good looks. I thought we got some open threes. We didn't make all of them. I don't know what we were from the three. Yeah, we shot 24 threes. I think the majority of those were pretty clean looks. We just missed them. So, the transition and the easy baskets can make the basket bigger. When you get to the foul line, you make a foul shot, you get out and on the break and get a layup, that has a tendency to help you. If you're not shooting well, kind of gives you, we just didn't do that because we didn't guard. So for me, it's all connected, but for us, the defense is where we have the most control. So that's where I want to see,
Has to be disappointing knowing that you rely so much on and put so much emphasis on defense and you didn't get that kind of.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. You can look at it and say we played two really, really good guards that are hot, and they made some really, really good plays and tough shots. But to look at it that way gets you a loss, and you can't do much about it. So I think the way that we need to look at it is that we didn't do enough to try to affect that. And you're going to play against great players almost every night in the NBA. Every team has great players, and that's why you game plan, that's why you focus, that's why you try to execute, and yeah, it is disappointing, no question.
So what's the message to the team and kind of the tone? Because there's another game tomorrow night, and you can also, obviously we've seen you can be an intense guy too.
We'll watch the film, and I know it's not going to be pretty. We've got guys that have a lot of character, and we'll bounce back. There's games like this. So I don't want to over-dramatize it, and I don't think we'll overreact to it. But saying that, it doesn't mean you don't react, and you don't react in a very firm way. That's our players, too. I want them to react. It's, for me to go in and you know, throw stuff and scream and yell, you know, that might have a little bit of an impact, but over the course of a season, that's not going to get us where we need to go. I mean, our guys need to take ownership, and I'm right there with them. You know, we got to own how we played and play better, no question about it. It's disappointing because it's our first, you know, home game, and you want to play well, and I think our team, you know, has some confidence, and we've been, I mean, frankly, I've been kind of waiting for this, you know, as we've gone through the fall and the summer and everything, that we're just not, you know, we're not a mature enough, good enough team yet. These types of games are going to happen to all teams, but in this particular evening, I know this loss hurts our team too. This isn't me, you know, saying hey, those guys they're not feeling good right now. They're disappointed in themselves. They know we can play better, and you know, we're all in that. We all need to own it. And we got another game tomorrow night, so got to go beat Denver.
Coach, the three big wings to end the game again, and you see some of the smaller point guards for the second time this season have success offensively. Is that something you have to adjust going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for one, Trey Burke came in and did a really nice job. So, and he's, you know, he's not 6'4", 6'5". So I think we've got to be able to play a lot of ways. And I don't think it was any one individual matchup tonight, frankly. You know, I mean, when they're playing pick and roll, you know, at times the guy guarding the ball was playing one against two because we weren't doing the things we need to do collectively. So certainly that lineup allows us to do some things. We were trying everything tonight. I mean, we tried to trap it, tried to switch it. Tried, you know, and they were good, and we weren't. So it's kind of where it is. I hate to simplify it to that point, but that is a lineup we'll continue to use for sure. We went small because we wanted to get back into the game, and sometimes when we go small, we're like, it helps us to be big but small, where we have four wings out there, and that's why you saw a lot of that.